which the changeling had read as an undergraduate in 1939. When the trolley came, the changeling got on behind Stuart and sat next to him.
"Interesting book."
Stuart looked up sharply.
"You've read this?"
"My father had a copy of it," the changeling improvised. "One of his textbooks in college."
"He let you read it?"
"No. I put the dust jacket from another book around it. He never noticed."
Stuart laughed.
"My dad took it away from me. This one I keep hidden when I'm home. But hell, I'm old enough."
The changeling nodded vigorously.
"They're afraid you'll get ideas."
"As if that was bad."
He looked at the changeling.
"You're new?"
"Just passing through, visiting relatives."
"What, in Liberty?"
The changeling thought fast. North Liberty only had a few hundred people. Stuart would know most of them.
"No, Cedar Rapids."
"Where are you from?"
"California, San Guillermo."
Stuart looked introspective.
"Always wanted to go there. I was accepted at Berkeley. Didn't get a scholarship. Are you a student?"
"Taking some time off." It checked its watch. "Anything to do in North Liberty? I have a couple hours to kill."
"They would die," Stuart said. "Ice cream parlor, really just a soda fountain. Go out and look at the quarry."
"What do they mine?"
"Sandstone."
He laughed and jerked a thumb back at Iowa City.
"Did all the sandstone for the Capitol building there. Then they moved the Capitol to Des Moines."
"And carelessly left the building behind,"
the changeling said in an attempt at humor. The boy gave him an odd look and laughed.
"You could kill an hour with a soda, or go on to Cedar Rapids and get an actual beer."
"A soda sounds good. I like small towns."
"You could see all of Liberty in about 10 minutes.
They talked for a while more, the changeling mostly listening or mining the memory of the day's papers. They both got off at North Liberty, along with a couple of dozen students. Almost everyone went down the main street. When they went into the ice cream shop, a girl behind them said in a soft sing-song,
"Stewie's got a boyfriend."
He turned pink at that.
"Stupid girl,"
he muttered, as the screen door smacked shut behind them. "Interesting," the changeling thought. "Could free-thinking Stuart be homosexual, attracted to the exotic out-of-towner? Dark and handsome, with a body almost a twin of Stuart's, defender of Margaret Mead." They sat at a small round marble table by an oscillating fan. The changeling looked at the bill of fare, a small, two-sided card.
"How about I buy us a banana split? I couldn't eat a whole one."
"I'll split it with you."
He reached into his pocket.
"No, my treat. I'm researching the odd inhabitants of this island."
He snorted.
"Margaret Mead wouldn't find much here."
"Oh, I bet she would. Probably about as many people here as on her island."
"Yeah, and we go around half-naked and screw anyone we want."
They both laughed at that. The soda jerk, a young redhead with a face full of acne, was approaching with his pad. He gave them an uncertain smile.
"Where's that, Stu?"
He held up the book.
"Samoa, Vince. We're going to go there as soon as school's out."
Vince gave the changeling a funny look.
"Sure you are. Where the hell is Samoa?" "Middle of nowhere, in the Pacific."
"They fight there?"
"Don't know."
He raised eyebrows at the changeling.
"Don't ask me."
The changeling had passed the island group as a great white shark on its way to California and hadn't seen any naval presence, but the war still had a few years to go then.
"So, hi," he said. "I'm Vince Smithers. You're not from,
Matt Baker," the changeling said, and shook his hand. "San Guillermo, California."
This was interesting. The changeling had some difficulty reading subtle emotions, but jealousy isn't subtle.
"We're gonna split a banana split, and I'll take a Coke."
He scribbled that down and looked at Stuart.
"Vanilla Coke?"
Stuart nodded, and he went back to the fountain.
"You guys know each other?"
the changeling said.
"Everybody knows everybody here. Vince and me used to go to school together, but his parents put him in a military academy. What was that shitty place?"